morning. We're joined by Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. They're going to go for number 15 tonight. You think?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Now, when's Houston going to start losing, man?
Well,
I want the home field advantage. Not to be greedy here, but they're certainly well ahead of Boston now. That's done with.
Well, we have Houston's number this year from our previous experience.
Well, I guess that's right, yeah. So, Kluber's pitching tonight, and Kluber's going to win the Cy Young now. I think that all changed.
Right. Well, you're joining us this morning to talk some of the things in Washington overnight, and we got the news relating to Donald Trump making sort of deals with, as they say, Chuck and Nancy. Were you surprised at this, or was this something?
I don't know if I was surprised. I think that's what we're elected to do, and the president has talked about making deals. This is really the first time he's really made a deal, and it's going to work, and it just means that I hope this sets the pace, because you know what we've seen is Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, has met behind closed doors with drug company lobbyists, Wall Street, all that. That's how they did the health care bill. They put it on the floor and it goes down because they weren't working with Democrats. They were only working with lobbyists in the leader's office. They're doing that on the tax bill, too. I hope that this effort by the president and Pelosi and Schumer will mean that both parties will sit down and actually work on these things together. We can fix DACA together. We can do infrastructure together. We can do a tax bill together. If it's done in a back room and then tried to jam through Congress, it won't work. And I think the deal yesterday showed that.
It appears you have a busy day on tap. Are you going before the International Trade Commission today?
Yeah, I do this every once in a while when companies in Ohio, particularly large manufacturing companies, Whirlpool has a number of facilities, including one I visited last week in Clyde, Ohio, north and a little bit pretty much straight west of Lorain, Elyria, or Lorain County. And Clyde's makes washing machines, and they're one of the world's best. And China and South Korea and companies in other countries, LG and Samsung, have simply been cheating. They've been dumping, subsidizing their production, and it's a violation of world trade law, and we want the International Trade Commission to slap them for it and protect these American workers.
What is the Ohio Women's Leadership Summit that you're hosting this weekend?
This is the third one of these we did. We've done one in Cleveland and Cincinnati. This one's in Columbus. There will be Senator Harris from California, new senators coming in. My wife is speaking there, too. She's always a hit in these groups, and anybody that has heard her speak knows that. We'll have Piper Kiernan is there. I think it's her last name. Piper. Kerman, she's the woman that was in prison for a while, and the show Orange is the New Black is based on her book. She lives in Columbus. She's going to talk about sort of the second chance and some of those issues, and especially the challenges women face. She spends a lot of time counseling women in Marysville to get their lives back. So it'll be a broad section of a lot of different discussions, but it's sold out. I mean, there's not a cost to tickets, but it was sold out within, 48 hours. It's 600 people. The room's going to be full, and we look forward to it.
One more thing. President Trump this week announced rescinding, I guess, of the Dreamers policy set in place by former President Obama and leaving it up to Congress to do something with it in the coming months. Good idea? Bad idea?
No, it's a bad idea. I want Congress to do it, but the president could have continued. These are 800,000 young people who did not come here by their own doing. They were brought here by parents. Many of them have younger brothers and sisters who are now citizens because they were born here. And these are kids who've been vetted. They're working. They're in school. They're in the military. They're productive. Republican Speaker of the House said, don't do this to the president. I'm hoping he'll reconsider or that Congress will fix it, because 400 companies wrote the president saying we need these people. They're our workers. They're good workers. These are hardworking kids. They're doing things the way we want young people to do them. They're not drug abusers. They're not criminals. They're not dropouts. They're not deadbeats. They're overwhelmingly doing the right thing, and why upend their lives? And how do you deport 800,000 people? How is the president going to do that? It's expensive. It rips employees out of companies and workplaces. It tears families apart. It's just a problem that didn't need to be created.
Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time, as always. Thanks for
Glad
joining
to be,
us.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Bruce.